You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus taught his disciples how and what to pray. Learn more about the Lord's Prayer in week 10 of our series, Redefined.
My name is Don. I'm one of the pastors here. And for those of you who have joined us here for the first time, welcome. We're glad that you are here. We have been going through a series entitled Redefined. And ika 10th week na po natin to. And we really hope and pray that this has been a help to you in your walk with God. Okay, that you are able to align your thinking and your attitude, okay, towards the will of God. Today we're going to talk about the Lord's Prayer, how Jesus redefined the spiritual discipline of prayer. Let me invite everyone to please stand on their feet, okay, and open your Bibles. Get your Bibles, electronic or print. Okay, if you don't have a Bible, maybe you can, your neighbor can share with you. Tignan nyo na lang po kung may Bible yung katabi nyo. We'll be reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 15. And you can read along with me. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray like this then. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. This is the word of God for us today. Let's just pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would speak to us, Lord. Holy Spirit, thank you that your word is truth. Thank you that your word is living and active. Oh, Holy Spirit, steer our hearts right now that we may understand your word. Open our ears and our eyes that we may hear and see what you would want to say to us, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask you right now for your grace and your help that you would use me to speak to your people today. Be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You may go and have a seat. Prayer is very much a part of life. Okay, most people, if not all, okay, most people pray. Whatever their beliefs are, whatever their spiritual upbringing are, whether they say that they are atheists or they don't believe in God, I'm pretty sure, okay, that, you know, at least once in their life, they have uttered a prayer. If they don't believe God, okay, maybe they pray a prayer like, Lord, kung saan ka man, kung totoo ka man, I need you right now. At one point in the life of a person, okay, he or she will utter a prayer. Okay, that's how powerful prayer is. It's part of life. It's God created us, okay, to pray. Okay, He designed us so that we will pray. Okay, and I believe, okay, if I'm not mistaken, most of us here, okay, again, if not all, most of us, the first time we say a prayer, we said a prayer, was the time we still don't know God. Okay? Naalala ko dati, okay, malit pa ako, pinilit ako mag-pray. Okay, nag-recite ako ng prayer, okay? So I prayed, but I don't really know God. Okay, how many of you can relate? Okay, most people, the first time they utter the prayer, okay, it's not necessarily that they already know God, but perhaps, okay, they have a need, and they don't know God. But that's how prayer is. It's part of us, okay? Some people go on a habit of praying continuously, maybe because of a religion, okay? Or sometimes it could be a means to an end, okay? They are in a desperate situation, and so they persist in praying. Some people stop praying. They used to pray and stop praying, probably because, all right, it took a long time, and there's still no answered prayers, okay? So they stop praying, okay? They probably lost faith, okay? Some don't really pray at all, maybe because they are ignorant, okay? And sometimes they feel that they are not worthy to come to God and pray to God, okay? So, and I know I've seen some people before they became a Christian, before they got into a relationship with God, in their religious life, they are so committed to pray. They are so disciplined to pray. Right? Talagang, saan may prayer, saan may ganong event, nandun sila. Okay? Unfortunately, pinsan, pagdating doon sa Christian life, okay, nawala na, okay, humihina na yung prayer life. And my prayer is that that shouldn't be, okay, instead na yung disiplina natin noon, malagyan lang laman ngayon, okay, magkaroon ng tamang pagkaintindi, okay, so, why should we pray, okay, why is prayer so important, okay, why does God expects us to pray? God expects us to pray because He said, when you pray, He didn't say, if you pray. Prayer is not conditional. Okay? Prayer is expected, especially among God's people. Okay, so, now, does God really answer prayers? Okay, how many of you have a testimony of an answered prayer already in your life? Wow, and dami rin, you know? So, and God does, okay, hear prayers of people, and He answers them. And sometimes, least expected, hindi ka nga kailangan nag-perform, okay? You uttered a prayer, and God answered you, okay? Now, different beliefs have different ways of approaching and practicing prayer. But here, in this sermon that Jesus shared, not only that he preached a sermon, but he did a little bit of teaching in trying to redefine the spiritual discipline of prayer. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. Okay, he redefined giving, he redefined prayer, and he redefined fasting. By the way, this coming Thursday we have a prayer and fasting every first Thursday of the month. The entire Every Nation movement is coming into a prayer and fasting, and we're gonna gather together 7 to 8 p.m. here. Okay, so we want to invite you. Okay, if you can also fast with us. Okay, whether one meal or let's say 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay, so depends on how you do it. Okay, so. But we want to invite you. We hope that you could join us. Okay, so Jesus here redefined the discipline of prayer by first showing how not to pray. Okay, ito po yung hindi tamang pagpipray. Okay, and first he talked about the hypocrites. Okay, that we shouldn't pray like the hypocrites. And we talked about this last week, no? And ano ba yung prayer ng hypocrite? Okay, the problem with praying like a hypocrite, yung sinasabi ni Jesus, because their intentions are wrong. Okay, they have a wrong motive. Mali yung heart nila. Because they only want to be seen by people. They only want to be affirmed by people. Okay, what they really want, the goal of their prayer, is so that other people will say that they are prayerful. Alright, so it's more of a show. Okay, it's iba yung pinakita, pero iba talaga yung intention. So there's problem with the heart, okay? Now, another example that Jesus said how not to pray is like the Gentiles, okay? Don't pray like the Gentiles. Sabi niya, when you pray, do not heap empty phrases as the Gentiles do because they think that they will be heard for their many words. Ano ba yung Gentiles? Gentiles are, they are pagan people. They are idol worshipers, okay? They worship things that they've seen carved in stone, whatever that is, okay? And most of the time, Gentiles really don't know the God that they are praying. Kaya pag binasa niyo yung New Testament, may experience doon si Paul na when he was one of the city, I think that's Ephesus, okay? And maraming idols doon. At isang idol doon nakalagay, to the unknown God. And he took from there to preach, no? Kung sino yung unknown. Pero ganun yung Gentile, okay? Basta, they just wanna make sure na walang God na makalimutan. And they pray to a specific God towards a specific need. Okay, so pag may God of healing, okay, they approach this certain God. God of provision, they approach this certain God. Okay, God of destiny, God of fertility, they approach certain God. Okay, so, but ultimately, they really don't know who these gods are. Okay, and of course, we know that they are not even gods. Okay, no one else is God except God alone. Okay, so they are just so-called gods. So there's something wrong with their practice, no? Minsan yung sincere sila, but unfortunately, sincerely wrong. Sincere sila sa ginagawa nila, but because they don't know, okay, to whom they are praying, they end up wrong. Okay, so now, This is the beauty of Jesus when he teach, no? He not only teaches us the things that are wrong, he tells us how not to pray, he also tells us how to pray. Okay, hindi niya tayo iiwanan na, okay, mali yan. And then, bahala ka nang manghula kung ano yung tama. And that's how powerful and authoritative Jesus when he teaches. Okay? Minsan tayo, kahit naman ako, okay, mahirap magsabi ng absolute. Okay, kung hindi ka naman talaga sigurado. Pero si Jesus, sabi niya, hindi yan tama. And mind you, yung sinasabi niya hindi tama, yun yung talagang practice ng karamihan. Yun yung practice ng mga Pharisees, yun ang practice ng mga Gentiles. And Jesus, with authority, said, that is not how you should pray. This is how you should pray. So let's go now to how Jesus teaches prayer. Okay, so, sabi ni Jesus, pray then like this. Very important phrase. Okay, sabi niya, pray like this. In other words, it's not a box memorized words that you need to utter. It's something similar. When you say like this, it's something similar. Okay, make a hawig. Okay, probably the same in understanding, the same in quality. Okay, so hindi niya sinabing memorize this. Pero sinabi niya, pray like this. Parang ganito dapat ang prayer mo. Okay, so, and Jesus here is showing us really a pattern. He's showing us an outline, okay? A picture of what the will of God is, okay? How we can approach God in prayer. Okay, so, how should we pray? Now, we need to understand that Jesus himself prayed. And there's something about prayer that can change a person. There is power in prayer. And Jesus wants us to experience that. So some kaya nga people pray because they believe that something can happen in prayer. Now, unfortunately, they pray with the wrong intentions and they pray the wrong way, the Gentiles. But Jesus wants us to pray, and this is how we should pray. Okay, what is Jesus teaching about prayer? Again, the heart and the practice is important. If the heart is right, the practice is acceptable. But if the heart is wrong, then yung practice mali na rin, no? So the heart and the practice of prayer involves, number one, the person. Okay? The person. And that person is our Father in heaven. Can you say that with me? Our Father in heaven. Come on, say it. That's God. Your Father in heaven is God himself. And it is to him that we should pray for. The person in prayer is so important. Because a person can pray a prayer, but he doesn't know who hears his prayer. That's what Gentiles do. Okay? And the hypocrites, they want the men, the people, to hear their prayer. They are not the focus of our prayer. We don't pray to people, we pray to God. The person is important. To whom are we praying? Contrary to the hypocrites and the Gentiles, we need to approach prayer with an understanding that God is our Father. That God is your Father. That you are His sons and daughters. Do you approach God like He is your Father? Or you approach God like He's someone else's Father. Alright? Meron ba dito, nanghingi ka na ng allowance sa tatay ng kaibigan mo? Alright? It seems funny, but sometimes, that's how we approach God in prayer. Okay? It's like He's someone else's Father, but not our Father. And that's why we don't have confidence to approach Him. But Jesus said, no, you come to God because He is your Father. In other words, relationship is the very foundation of prayer. And prayer is our expression of our relationship towards God. That is how we express our relationship toward God, prayer. Now, God expressed His relationship toward us through His will, by revealing His will through His word. Okay, that's how He primarily communicates with us. Okay, so it's about relationship, not about religion. It's not about chanting. It's about communicating. It's about pouring your heart out to God. You know why? Because God already knows what you need. God already knows what is in your heart. And that's why there is no point in coming to God and to try to pretend. You can come to God, you know, if you have issues, you have problems, if you have some doubts, come to God. Don't go anywhere else. Come to God who is your Father. Because He knows who you are. He knows what is in your heart. And Jesus really was emphasizing this, no? In fact, when Jesus was emphasizing God as a Father, is a changing of mindsets for the people. Okay, the religious people, the Pharisees, they don't really, kumbaga, when they treat God, sobrang, because of the holiness of God, okay, they treat God as if so distant, you know. The scribes even, let me just give you a picture. When they transcribe scriptures, okay, sa sobrang awe and reverence na binibigay nila kay God, hindi nila sinusulat yung name ni God na buo. Because they don't feel worthy, okay? Yung Yahweh, okay, tatanggalan nila ng, anong tawag doon? Consonant ba yun? Vowels. Consonant, okay. Vowels, tatanggalin nila ng A, tatanggalin nila ng E. And in fact, pag i-translate na English ang God, susulat nila G_D. Okay? God is so holy, God is so distant. But Jesus is saying, no, God is your Father. You can come to Him and approach Him. Now, some of you may say, but Pastor, yung father ko, okay, hindi naman kami close. I don't have a good relationship with your father. Well, I'm not talking about your earthly father, of course. He is not your earthly father. He is your Father who is in heaven. He is a different father. You know, one of the things that really changed me, because I too grew up in a dysfunctional home, when I begin to understand, because I was fatherless for a long time, growing up in my teenage years. But when I came to understand that God is my Father, it changed me. It even changed my relationship with my dad. Okay, so God is our Father, and His desires for us really is like a father supposed to be for us. He is a father to us. Okay, and that's why our prayer should be a byproduct of our relationship with God. Okay, so I remember with my dad. Okay, one of the greatest moments that I have with my dad. Okay, I have some things that I could remember when I got saved. I told my dad when he asked me, because I came home late, okay, afternoon service kasi yun sa U-Belt, no? I came home almost around 9, and of course, bago pa lang ako sa Maynila, galing akong probinsya, okay? Where did yung dad go? When I came home, he asked me, "Where have you been?" And sabi ko sa kanya, "I went to church and I gave my life to Jesus Christ." Medyo natulala siya. I said, "Oh, that's good. Okay, so wow, parang sobrang open ang dad ko, you know? And then another encounter, okay, great experience that I have with my dad is when I felt like the Lord was calling me into a full-time ministry. And you know what He said to me? Sabi niya, "You know, if you think that is what God is calling you to do, then go ahead. I support you." And He did support me. Well, He became my ministry partner. Okay, when I went to help plant a church in St. Petersburg, Russia, He sent me. Okay, he supported me. Okay, so but one of the things that really made me so appreciate my dad is the time when I was planning to get married already. Before I proposed to my wife, okay, Janet, who is my wife right now, I talked to my dad. Now, itong relationship namin ng dad ko, naging maganda lang to nung naging Kristiyano na ako. No? Kasi before I became a Christian, talaga hindi kami pwedeng magkita dahil mag-aaway kami. But this time, I began to open up to him that I'm planning to propose and planning to get married. And he, with sincerity and seriousness, he sat down with me and he told me, "Donnie, if you're gonna do this, make sure that you will commit yourself to this. No matter what." And medyo nagulat ako kasi my dad and my mom are separated. And then he told me, "I failed in my marriage." Sabi niya sa akin, "You can't afford to fail. When you do this, make sure na ito na talaga yon." You know what? Man, sobrang na-appreciate ko yung dad ko. Parang, wow, Kung dati wala akong respeto, ngayon, talaga, he's not perfect. Pero I've loved my dad more. Para sobrang na-appreciate ko siya. And you know what? Ganun din si God. God is even more because He is not an earthly father. He is your heavenly father. You can come to God and you can find assurance, you can find a relationship that makes you want to love Him more, makes you want to worship Him more. Because He is such a good and gracious God. Kung ang earthly fathers natin fails us, God never fails us. And He is your Father who is in heaven. And that's how we should approach prayer. I hope that we will not approach prayer as if up there, the man up there. The man up there, if you believe Him, if you have a relationship with Him, He is your Father. He is not just a man up there. And He wants, He desires to have that relationship with you. I hope that we get excited. And that's why, alam mo, sobrang gumanda yung relationship ko sa dad ko. In fact, excited ako mag-spend time with my dad. Okay, so, in fact, dumating pa sa point na nag-counseling kaming dalawa about his marriage nga to my stepmom. Okay, so, and ganun ang relationship. Ganun din ang relationship natin kay God. My prayer is that we come to God and we are excited and we come out longing for more. Not na parang nag-time in ka lang. Okay? Oh Lord, tapos na ako ha. 5 minutes. 15 minutes, Lord. Nag-pray na ako. Itunuro sa kids' church. 5 lang. 5 minutes of worship. 5 minutes of word. 5 minutes of prayer. Okay? I'm done for the day. Really, how long you do it, that's not an issue. The issue is your heart. Do you know Him as your Father? Do you have a growing, exciting relationship with Him? Because no matter what you're going through, you can come to God. You can pour your heart out to God. God, hindi ko na kaya, Lord, bakit ganito? Lord, ang tagal. Pwede yun. Because God looks at your heart. And we come to God pouring out our hearts. He would rather have that than come. Iba sinasabi mo, iba naman nasa puso mo. What is that? Hypocrisy, Jesus said. So, the heart of the Father, relationship in prayer is important. We have a perfect Father who is in heaven and He is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of our time. He is worthy of us, you know, giving our time, all our heart, mind, and soul to Him. And it should excite us. Excited tayo, hindi lang dahil may relationship tayo kay God. You know, the other thing that we could be excited about is that He has a will for us. Ibig sabihin, meron siyang magandang will for us. The Bible says God's will for us is good, it's pleasing, and perfect. So in the person, we need to understand that He is not only our Father, He has a will for us. Okay? The Bible says, okay, this is how you should pray. Okay? Our Father in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, so the person, the Father has a will for us. He wants His will to happen not only in our life, but also here on earth, in the world that we live in. He has a will and He has a kingdom and He wants it happen in His life. And again, His will for us is good, pleasing, and perfect. Okay? To pray for His kingdom to come is to ask God to rule over our lives. To pray for His will to be done in our lives is to surrender ourselves that it's not us, we're not gonna force our way, but we let God do it for us. Because we know that His will is better for us. You know, in the time of Jesus, when He taught this prayer, to pray for your kingdom come, your will be done, is actually a dangerous prayer. Alam niyo kung bakit dangerous? Kasi to pray, to ask for a kingdom to come, is also saying that you don't want this kingdom that is here now. And that time, Rome. So, there is danger in that prayer. But you should pray, and Jesus is saying, why? Because we know that the kingdom of God is better than the kingdom of this world. Tama po ba? We better ask the kingdom of God to come. Because what we see in this earth, the kingdom of this world is full of corruption, full of immorality, okay? Crime, injustice. That's the kingdom of this world. But the kingdom that we can experience with God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That is His kingdom. That is the mark of His kingdom. Kaya, to pray and to ask God for His kingdom to come, okay, is a powerful thing. Right? Kahit na nandun tayo sa world na nakikita natin injustice, corruption, we can have the kingdom in our lives. We can walk and live with righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. In God, we have to align our prayers in the will of God. And the Bible says that if we pray the will of God, we can be sure that it will be done. 1 John 5, 14-15, and this is the confidence that we have towards Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of Him. You see, we just have to align our will to God, and you will experience an awesome, beautiful, powerful kingdom, okay, that displays the will of God. And that will is good, is pleasing, and it's perfect. And that is why if we know the person we are praying for, then we have confidence. Why? Because He is our Father. We have confidence to pray because He is our Father. So not only the person, and the person has a will for us, and that should bring us confidence because we are coming to not a stranger, but our Father who is in heaven. And then there's also the petition. Okay, verse 11 to 13. And a petition simply means an appeal, a plead, to bring your cause. Okay, in other words, what can you pray for? This is actually God revealing His will for us. No? Ano ba yung will ni God sa atin? Ang una-una, provision. Will po ni God na lahat ng needs natin ay mapoprovidean. Do you believe that? Yun ang will ni God. Okay? When Jesus said, give us today our daily bread. Today and daily. You know, God wants us to trust Him for a provision, not just for today, but every day. Hindi po pang one time yung will ni God sa buhay natin, kundi pang araw-araw. Ganon katindi yung Father natin sa heaven. And ito yung will niya sa atin. God is concerned about your needs. And He is ready to meet your needs. Not according to your will, but according to His will. And because He is our Father, He is committed. He is committed to provide. I have 4 kids, and I am committed to give them, okay, the best that I can give them. But I know that what I can give them is still limited. I thank God that I have a Father who is also their Father, and they can ask whatever they want. And I know God will provide. Because it's God's will that your needs are met in Him. Who among you here have needs? Konti lang, alright? So, well, praise God, okay? Wala masyadong need. Ako, marami akong needs, okay? Marami akong needs, okay? So, you know, sino din dito meron kang wants? Wala rin. Ako lang, tayo lang may want, bro. Okay, so, I want this and I want that. Okay, so, needs and wants, okay, every person has that. Okay, so, and you know what? Sometimes, may nagpapalit natin yung needs natin dun sa wants natin. Tayo yun. But you know what? You know si God, alam niya kung anong need mo. Right? At ipoprovide niya kung ano ang need mo. Hindi lang financial. Okay? Even a need, a sense of purpose and fulfillment, faith for the future, oh God can provide that for you. He has a provision. It's will. It is His will that all of your needs are met. Your Father knows what you need. Secondly, His peace. Okay? Ito yung ni-reveal ni God kung ano yung will niya sa'yo. Kung meron kang pagpiprayahan na sigurado ka will ni God, number one, provision. Number two, peace. Okay? In other words, when Jesus said, forgive us our debts as we also forgiven our debtors. Okay, to ask for forgiveness from God is to ask to have a right relationship with Him. And if you don't have a right relationship with God, you have trouble deep within. You have guilt, you have condemnation, you have a burden that is false. And if you are not right with God, there's pain in your heart. God, that is not God's will for you. God's will is not for you to walk in condemnation and guilt and pain in your heart. No, He wants you to walk in peace. You know what peace means? The word shalom, when the Jews pronounce that, that word peace means nothing missing, nothing broken. In other words, buo, walang kulang. Okay, walang sira. Okay, walang bagay na hindi tama. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And that's the will of God for us. Na buo tayo, walang pain. God wants us to be free from any pain, from any guilt, from any condemnation, from any false burden that the world is trying to put on us. He wants us to be in a right relationship with Him. And when we are in a right relationship with God, I tell you, we are whole. We are not lost. Nothing is missing. But when we sin, okay, parang hindi lang may damage, parang may nakuha sa'yo. That is not the will of God. God's will is that you are whole in Him, that nothing is missing in you. And you know what? Church, listen. It doesn't mean na kailangan whole ka pumunta. If there's an issue in your life, nagkasala ka, you know what? All the more, you go to God. Pray. Huwag ka kay San Miguel pumunta. Hindi totoong santo yun. Alright? Doon kayo, may problema ko kasi, San Miguel, best friend mo, okay? Yung pala, kabayo, baka sipain ka. Okay, so. No. You have pain, you have guilt, there's a sense of, come to God, because He is your Father. And He wants you to have peace with Him. He wants you to be in a right relationship, in a right standing before Him. He can make you whole. If there is something that is broken in you, He can fix it. He can renew it. He can create a clean and pure heart. He can even restore the joy of your salvation. That is the will of God for us. Provision, peace. God, it's the will of God that we are in a right relationship with Him. Thirdly, protection. Okay, His protection. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Temptation means trial or testing or tribulation. There will be trials and testings in this life. I'm sure all of you have already experienced a testing or a temptation in life, a trial. Okay, so now, it is God's will that you overcome every temptation, that you overcome every trials and testings. Sabi nga ni Jesus, there is no such thing as a storm-free life, but you can have a storm-proof life. Hindi mo maiwasan yung storm, yung bagyo, yung calamity. But you can have a life that when calamity hits, you are still whole. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. It's God's will that we live victorious life, that we overcome, that we can look at temptation and we can pass through that, okay, victoriously, that more of Christ is formed in us. We can trust God. Kahit anong pagsubok meron ka ngayon, come to God. All the more, pray. Go to God. Because He is your Father. And His will for you is to deliver you from that testing, from that trial, from that temptation. He will surely deliver you. And we can pray to God with confidence, not only because He is Father, but also because He is faithful. He is faithful to provide. He is faithful to bring peace in our lives. He is faithful to help us overcome, to be victorious. Lastly, what is in a prayer? Not only the person, not only the petition. And you know, it's amazing that God shows us the will of God, provision, peace, and protection. But there's also the posture. Verse 14 and 15, For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You know, pag binasa natin to yung buong teaching na yon, parang wala sa lugar. Para ano to? Inulit, okay? O in-emphasize, okay? Parang nawala na sa topic, you know? Okay, so, but you know what? Jesus has a purpose. When it comes to prayer, this is part of it. Okay, what is the connection between praying and forgiving others? Posture po. Na tama ang posture natin kay God. In other words, tama yung attitude natin kay God. You know, unforgiveness and bitterness hinders prayers. When we come to God and pray, pero meron tayong sama ng loob sa asawa natin, sa mga anak natin, sa relatives natin, o sa stranger na kinatkang. It's actually hypocrisy. Because it's not the will of God for you to come before Him, okay, and have anger, bitterness and offense towards people. He has already forgiven you. That's why we should forgive. And you can forgive because God has forgiven you. If you will not forgive, why will you not forgive? And how can you come to God in prayer? All the more, you're just gonna bring in guilt. It hinders your prayer. But see, it is important to God that in our hearts, there is nothing there, okay, that will bring about curse and judgment. Because God doesn't want to curse. God wants to bless. Unforgiveness hinders prayer. Instead, it actually invites judgment. And God, if we seek the heart of God, He wants to show mercy and grace, not judgment. And that is why, you know, Bruce Fiedler said this, God measures our righteousness based on how we treat others. And importante ito, ito nga yung sinasabi niya sa Pharisees eh. Because they look so religious in the outside, but they are full of hate in the inside. They look down on people who does not, you know, meet their standards. We can forgive. We can come to God. At kahit na nahirapan ka, come to God. And God can heal you. God can restore you. God can cause you. Okay, instead of being offended, God can cause you to pray for others. Because it's not just about you. God is concerned for you. Okay, but God wants to also use you so that you will become an example so that others may know God to be their Father. And therefore, we can pray with confidence to God. Why? Not only because He is your Father and He is faithful to His will, but also because you have been forgiven of your sins. You can come to God and pray to Him, knowing that all your sins have been forgiven and that you can forgive as well. You can show people the forgiveness of God that came upon your life. So how do we apply this? Pray. Pray because you know that God is your Father. Pray because you know that His will for you is good, pleasing, and perfect, and that He is faithful to provide, that He is faithful to restore you. Kahit na meron kang dinadala, come to God. Huwag kang lumayo. Instead, lumapit ka. Pray to God because you know you have been forgiven of your sins. Commit to a lifestyle of prayer. Not because it's a religion, but because it's a relationship. And it's changing you. Let me close with this verse, Colossians 2, verse 13 to 15. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive through Him, Jesus Christ, okay, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. Take note of that. This Jesus set aside, nailing to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Him. He triumphed over all of those issues. And now, listen to me, church, He has opened the way for us so that we can come to God and He can be our Father and we can be His sons and daughters. We can now enjoy prayer because of what Jesus did. He fulfilled every demands of the law. He fulfilled it. He has opened the way for you to come to God. Not in religion, not in empty phrases, not in hypocrisy, but in a sincere, genuine relationship with Him. Because He is your Father and you have been forgiven of your sins. And you know what? That very forgiveness that heals us, that very forgiveness that made us right before God, is the very message that we can share to others. That is the gospel, in fact. That is the gospel. That is the evidence of God's mercy and grace in our lives. So it is not empty prayers for us, church. Hello? It is not empty rituals for us. Rather, it is a kingdom come kind of a prayer and a will of God that is being manifested in and through our lives. That is the power of prayer. And I hope and pray that you are excited, you are ignited in your heart to pray to God. You can't wait to come to God and pray. And you know what? God, who is your Father, is ready to meet you there. He's ready to meet you there. No matter what you have done, like that prodigal son, He is the Father. He is your Father just waiting for you. How is your life of prayer? When was the last time you had a wonderful relationship encounter with God? Okay. When you prayed this morning, if you did pray, or yesterday, was it a relationship encounter? Or was it just because you have a need? He is your Father. Come to Him knowing that He is your Father and you are His sons and daughters. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, thank You that You have opened the way for us, that we can come to the Father, that we can know the will and the heart of the Father. Not only know, but we can receive and experience the kingdom of God to happen in our lives here on earth, and His will to be done. His will that is good, is pleasing, and is perfect. Oh Lord, I pray that You would ignite our hearts to come to You, Father. That we will not take for granted this opportunity that You have opened for us. That Lord, when we come to You in prayer, may we be changed. May we have more longing because You are a wonderful Father to us. You loved us. You desire great things for us. Lord, remove every shame. Remove every guilt. Remove every, Lord, hypocrisy. May we come to You with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our soul, and with all our strength, knowing that You are faithful, God, and that You have forgiven us all our sins. Thank You, Jesus. I'd like to pray for some of you here. If you are believing God for a provision, maybe there's a deadline, maybe there's a business deal that you are anticipating, whatever that is, okay? Maybe there's a rent that needs to be paid, debt that needs to be paid. I want to pray for you. I believe it's God's will to provide for you, to meet all of your needs. If that's you, just lift up your hands. Lord, I just pray for these people that You would meet them in their needs. Thank You, Lord, because You know what they need, Lord. Even before they ask You, God, You already know. Lord, I pray, Father, that You show them how faithful You are to them. Bless them, Lord. Let their needs be met, Lord God. Let provision come, Lord, for rent. Let those business deals, Lord God, come into fruition, Lord God. And I pray that they will honor you with it, Lord God. Honoring you with the tithes and offering, Lord. I pray that they will trust you, Lord. Thank you because you are able to provide for their needs. In Jesus' name. One more thing I want to pray. A few things. If there's something going on in your heart, you know who you are. I pray for your peace. I pray that you will be right with God. I pray that whatever guilt, whatever pain, whatever condemnation, whatever lies that the enemy is putting in you, I pray that you will have peace, that nothing is missing in you and nothing is broken, that you are whole before God. I pray that God's grace will come upon you to make you whole. And I pray that you will have joy in your hearts, anticipation in your heart to come to God. Lord, thank you. I pray, let peace come upon your people, Lord. Let no sin, Lord God, remain to be sin, but let it be forgiven. Let it be destroyed, Lord God. Let it not bear fruit, which is death, but let bring life, Lord God, your grace, in Jesus' name. If you are believing God for healing, I want to pray for you. Maybe for you or for your family. Is there anyone here like that? Just lift up your hands. Lord, thank you that it's your will that people, Lord God, are healed, that, Lord, they are protected, not only spiritually, but as well as physically. I pray for healing. I pray for restoration. I pray for good health in the name of Jesus. For them and for their loved ones, Lord. I pray that, Lord, your power will come upon them, Lord God. I pray that even them, Lord God, they will lay hands on sick people and they will get well. Thank you, Jesus, because it is your will that we are whole in you. In Jesus' name, we receive your healing. If you have been away from God, maybe you had a relationship with God and you got lost, you grow cold, come to God. He's your Father. He's waiting for you. Come back to God. Don't go on, okay, that direction of being a prodigal, being lost. God is ready to welcome you. I want to encourage you. Come to God. Repent. Turn. And turn to God. Lord, I pray that you heal people in their relationship with you. One last prayer that I want to pray. The Bible says, for you to come to God the Father, you need to be born again. You need to be birthed in the kingdom of God. The Bible says, to those who believe Him, to those who receive in Him, He gave the right to become children of God. You need, before you can come to the Father, you need to come to Jesus Christ and surrender your life to Him. And if you know that that's you, if the Holy Spirit is talking to you right now, my son, my daughter, surrender your life to me. Today is the day of your salvation. If that's you, I want to pray for you. Would you just lift up your hands right now while all heads bowed and eyes closed. If you need to be in a right relationship with God, now is the time to surrender your life. Would you just lift up your hands so that I know where you are and I can pray for you. Anyone in this room? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone, if you need to come to God and have new life in Christ, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Can we all stand up right now? Thank you, Lord. Can I just pray for you? Can we just all lift up our hands? Lord, thank you. Father, oh Father, thank you that we are yours and you are mine. You are ours, Lord. Thank you that you have opened a way for us, Jesus. Holy Spirit, do a good work in the hearts of your people. That even this week, Lord, in the time of coming to you, God, I pray that you would show your face to them, Lord. That you would bless them. And that you would cause them, Lord, to grow in love with you. To worship you more. To long for you. To want you more in their lives. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Well, God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday. If you can come this Thursday, join us in our prayer and worship night.